National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
We are back. It is, we didn't go anywhere, but, I did. I took a little break. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast and for the rest of us. Good Saturday morning. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here, Garden America, with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Follow us on Facebook. Watch us on Facebook Live, 855-424-9825. John@gardenamerica.com or questions and comments on Facebook Live. No guests this hour. It's just us and your questions.
And before we went to break, we were talking with John about thinning out your seeds after you plant them because Brian overplanted his.
I did overplant big time. I really did. I did the sprinkle thing, which was not a good thing to do.
If you overplant the seeds, depends on what they are. If they're root crops, like say beets and carrots, that where the root has to develop, you don't want those too close together, otherwise they're not going to get to be full size.
Right.
So usually you just go through, and I go through when they're very small, because the smaller, it's the same thing with weeds.
Yeah.
You know, they're easier to pull out when they just have a couple cotyledons. You can just grab them with your fingertips and pull them out.
This was my first experience. I'm learning.
Yeah. But there's other things, like you can take spinach and you can take lettuce, things that are leaf crops, and rather than pull them out to thin them, you can actually pull those and replant them. And
really?
And the smaller they are, the easier they are to replant. Hmm. So that's what I'm saying. You could go in, grab a clump of those, and then spread out a row and just plant them down the row.
Like, say, for the cilantro, then I could just, when I think they're ready, just cut them and then use them for cooking or whatever?
Well, if you're using leaves, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right. Just as they're sticking up, just take them and cut them and then bring them in and use them. And, of course, the carrots, you have to pull them up. I don't see the top of the carrot yet. I do see the
You see the leaves.
The leaves, right. Exactly. But not
the carrots.
The
carrots take a while.
You're not going to see the... I mean,
for a while.
You just planted these 3 weeks ago?
No, it's been a month at least.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been
so
a while.
So the carrots, you're probably not going to see for at least another month.
But everything
right?
else I'm seeing, and well, especially one side...
3 months to develop carrots.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got patience. And I'll tell you what, I don't have to water much. That veggie pod keeps everything moist. It does a great job. What is the... you have to be careful about overwatering in this kind of a situation with those seeds and what I've grown?
Well, what kind of soil did you use?
He used potting mix and then the Perlite. Recipe 420.
Right. Exactly. And again, It's moist. It doesn't. Every time I think I need to water it, I lift it up and it's completely moist.
Yeah, then you don't need to.
I'm not going to worry about it then right. because that acts like a little humidifier in there. And we've had really warm weather. We had the rain last night. No bugs are getting in that I know of, and that's the purpose of the cover. So we'll see what happens.
I have, as you know, I grew roses in mine. I took cuttings.
I saw that.
From
yeah,
the San Jose. Heritage Rose Garden.
Is this going to be for the auction? Are we going to be in time for the auction?
For next year's auction.
Wow.
But I put in 110 different varieties of roses. into that one little veggie pot that I have. And I set the timer to go on for 15 seconds every hour. And it keeps it moist all the time. Everything's rooting really well.
But do you have to? Wouldn't it be moist to begin with, like mine? Do you have? I mean, does it really dry out that quickly?
Well, I didn't use any soil at all.
Okay,
I used straight perlite.
Right. Okay,
and I don't have roots on any of my things,
right.
So
you have
I
to.
Need to keep the top wet, not the roots.
You know, when I first saw it, when I was at your house, I really didn't understand what you were doing, and now that I have my veggie pot, I totally get what you're talking about. And
yeah.
you have the smaller one. Mine's the medium one.
Yeah, you've got a nice size one.
It's nice. It is. I didn't know where I was going to put it.
So for everybody joining us right now, what we're talking about is growing plants in a veggie pod.
In a veggie pod. And if you want to, and you're on our Facebook page.
Are we on again?
Yes. when you hear things like this, like the veggie pod, just go to our Facebook page and scroll down. Keep scrolling, and you'll see pictures when we had our guest in
the
studio.
Well, he was in studio, right.
And I think I posted some pictures on our page, too, of my veggie pod in my patio, so you can take a look at that as well.
Yeah,
you can go to their website and look at what it is they offer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a company from Australia.
Right.
And I think it's just a great idea.
It's a great idea.
At least for what I want to do. By the way, one of our listeners who is on Facebook, Dale, wanted us to ask Frank Madonna about the flame tree. And I apologize, Dale. We were running out of time. And the reason I didn't ask is I don't know what you mean by a flame tree. Because you're talking about a common name.
Right.
And I can talk about some of the plants known as flame trees. One is the Brachiochitin acerifolius, but that's not from South Africa. That's from Australia. And that's known as flame tree, sometimes Australian flame tree. Now, the Royal Poinciana is also known as a flame tree.
Flame tree.
And that's native to Madagascar.
And then there's the Chinese flame tree.
The Colrutaria.
Yeah. So.
And Dale also.
It's tough when you're dealing with people like John Begnasco on a topic. Because if you want a good question,
He needs the Latin
if
name.
If you want a good answer from him, you have to be very specific. Because,
right.
See, in if this was just me, I would have instantly assumed he was talking about a Colrutaria. And just maybe
that
answered.
Would have been the last thing I think he was talking about.
Well, yeah, but then you know when you're John, he'll be like, "Well, that's not from South Africa, or this,
right.
or that."
Well,
he has like 12 other flame trees.
Also
he's going to mention
peltiforma.
See?
Well, see, now you're
which
taking
is
it more
known
general,
as the
Tiger.
African flame tree.
Okay. Well, so now Dale also posted something that just says "Ugh." Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, but I think the UGG was because
our guest left.
Because he didn't, yeah, he left and didn't get his. There's also, you know, the African tulip tree, Spathodia campanulata.
How about if he sent us a picture? That would help, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be that he doesn't have one. He wants to know about growing one.
Okay.
And I can say that the Royal Poinciana, if that's what it is, it's not going to grow. It doesn't grow anywhere in California.
No.
I think there's I had heard that there was a couple trees in Newport Beach, and the guy in Vista used to have one.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? The Cycad collector.
Oh, I don't remember his name. It was
Darian.
Yeah.
Dr. Darian.
Jungle Man. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Jungle Man.
Yeah, it was his Cycad place. I can't remember.
He's dead now. As a matter of fact, he was imprisoned in Madagascar,
no.
I think, for trying to steal. I could have this wrong, but I think that he was trying to bring.
It's a good story.
To bring in cycads and was.
Oh, you can't touch anything. That's like.
Yeah, he was briefly imprisoned.
The
over
ecosystem there. You don't mess with anything, right?
He had some really rare plants on his place in Vista, and was very concerned that people would try to steal them. So he came up with a great solution. To keep people out of his property. He built a moat around it and put alligators in it.
And this is where?
In Vista.
I don't believe that story.
True. It's absolutely
true. He built
true.
A moat. What, this is, what is this, 16th century castles?
Okay, he was an unusual person.
But here's the thing. Only he would know that these plants were unusual and hard to find and rare. The average person would look at them and go, they're just plants.
Whatever. He wasn't worried about the average person.
He was worried about John
the
Bagnascos of the world, right?
Exactly.
He built a moat with alligators. Is that even legal?
I questioned that when I was there.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Okay, so the regular moat right around his property.
Right.
And big-size alligators.
Yeah. Now, to be honest, I don't know if they were alligators or crocodiles. I think they might have been crocodiles.
It doesn't matter. And I imagine he got them small and put them in there and let them grow.
Oh, I don't know.
You were there.
Yeah, well, they were big when I saw.
That is just the weirdest story.
There was probably about, I think it was about maybe 10.
Did he have like a drawbridge and a thing that came down?
If we ever go over to John's house and he's in the yard just digging a trench around his property.
You guys are making fun of me and you're the ones who want to bring a Komodo dragon in studio.
A moat with alligators. You'd think that would be a news story. I've just never heard of that in a populated area, that's all. Great story, though. Hey, any questions on John at GardenAmerica.com?
Well, I'll have to look. So you and Tiger are going to have to talk.
We're going to have to fill time here. We can do that.
Yeah,
we've got
definitely
a break coming up in a couple of minutes here.
So we were talking about the newsletter earlier in the show, and there was a couple fun articles that John had wrote. But one that caught my attention was regarding the Johnny Appleseed myth. And
how the apples weren't meant to be eaten but made for, like, cider vinegar.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And is that right? Apple cider vinegar, right?
Apple cider.
Hard cider was a popular drink back then.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, when back in the day, they didn't have all of the Coca-Cola juices and whatnot, so they made a lot of wine and, you know, hard ciders and things
but
like that.
But there were two apples that still exist that we do eat, right, John, from that article?
Yeah, the Delicious and the Golden Delicious.
So you don't think we read it, did you? We keep up on what you're doing.
I'm surprised. You never cease to amaze me, Grant.
Okay, so the newsletter, we'll talk more about that. Also talk about our trip and Garden America Seeds, all kinds of things happening. We're going to take a break. Coming right back, it is Garden America on your Saturday.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. It is 21 minutes after the hour. I turned your mic off by mistake.
That was quick.
That was really quick. I had to jump in there. Again, 21 after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. Thank you for tuning in. All you people, Facebook Live, we love it. Thank you so much. And again, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, going into the break, you were talking a little bit about the newsletter. And
right.
Johnny Appleseed.
Yep.
And by the way, another one of their drinks used to be Shrubs.
Shrubs?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Who was it? It was Alice Doyle that turned us on to Shrubs.
Did we drink that when we were there?
We did.
I think, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, and they were vinegar drinks,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Vinegars that were infused with different herbs
flavors
and things.
Different herbs, yeah.
Yeah, that's a real, there's a place up in Portland that I went to, an Asian restaurant, and it's drinking vinegar.
Yeah.
And it's different flavors, and then they mix it with like sparkling soda or something.
Right.
And it's supposed to be good for you.
Well, that's all they had
right.
to drink back then.
Right.
Because you didn't want things to go bad. Mm-hmm. And vinegar doesn't go bad.
It's already bad. It's bad to begin with. How do you know when sour cream is expired? Or cottage cheese?
It turns sweet.
You know? But anyway, so yeah, so that was a good article, John. That was very informative.
Yeah, so anyway, I wanted to mention we were talking a little bit about Beverly Nichols. And he was an amazing person. I mean, he's not respected very well in England.
Because?
And the reason is, I think, is that English society likes you to be an expert in one area. But he was like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
I mean, he did everything you could think of. You know, he hobnobbed with celebrities, with royalty. You know, he was an author. He did radio. But he was a great gardener. And if you can, you can go to Amazon.com and just look up Beverly Nichols, and you can find some of his gardening books. And if you like British humor at all, there's a lot of great information in his books. But as you're reading them, I would just burst out laughing, you know, because he's just so funny. You know, I just can't recommend
it. He just intertwines it with the real information that he's giving you and throws a joke in now and then.
Yeah, but it's everyday occurrence. He also liked cats, by the way. He wrote two books on cats.
If you're a
cat lover, you can get his cat books. But I guarantee that you really will enjoy any of his gardening books. Mary Hall is one I could recommend. And then also Garden Open Tomorrow or Garden Open Today are both good books.
You know, speaking of England, John, how's our trip going? What do people have to do if they want to go with us July 2018?
Yeah, you have to sign up quickly because we're only going to bring, I think it's about
35 people.
Right. And we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show in July, which is going to be really exciting, one of the world's biggest flower shows. And then we're going to spend a lot of time in the Cotswolds and in Cambridge or Oxford?
We're going to spend a lot of time in Oxford.
Oxford, okay.
Right.
And we'll be seeing, we're going to a lot of private gardens that aren't open to the public, so that'll be kind of cool.
It's a good thing we're not part of the public. We wouldn't get in.
That's exactly right. And we're going to go to Sissinghurst, which is a lot of people have heard of Mrs. Sackville West's famous white garden. She decided to put in a garden that was...
Nothing but white.
Nothing but white, silvers and whites.
I'm laughing at myself over here because John's mentioning all these wonderful, amazing gardens and places we're going to go. And the only thing I can remember to put in my own two cents was we're going to eat dinner in the room where Harry Potter
where they shot the movie,
they
right?
They shot the movie.
Harry Potter.
Where Harry Potter would eat in the cafeteria.
And that's at the very end.
And, you know, and there's no truth to that's the only way we could get Tiger to go on this trip.
Yeah, the Harry Potter room where they ate from in the movie there. So plan on that. That's going to be a fun trip. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's put together by Earthbound Expeditions, and the details are on their website. But if you go to gardenamerica.com, it's right on the homepage is a link to the itinerary. Mm-hmm. It's got the pricing and the day-by-day itinerary. You can see where we're going to be. What's his name? Matthew Brumley.
Matthew Brumley, yes.
Matthew said that
he thinks
it's the best garden tour that they've ever put together.
Well, he tailored this. He does. It's an amazing journey. Going to be an amazing trip. And again, it's something that it's not one of those template trips where you go onto a site and they have different trips planned. This has been tailored for Garden America.
Yeah. So anyway, sign up quickly because we've had a lot of people sign up already, and I'd hate to have you discouraged.
We will put you on a waiting list. We do that. You're kind of on standby, but most people don't bail out unless there's a last minute emergency. And if you do want to go a day or so early, then you can do all the touristy things. Buckingham Palace, and you can go to the Tower of London and do things like that, because that's not really part of this trip. This is more garden-focused.
Right. I think we're only one day in London, really.
Right.
So, yeah, it always helps because of the time difference to go a day early, too.
Sure.
Because I guarantee you're going to have jet lag.
And if you're from the West Coast, there's an 8-hour time difference. And if you're East Coast, it's 5 hours, I believe.
And, you know, your wife Dana pointed out on Facebook that even if you're not a garden buff, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to be. We had a couple of guys in our last trip to Italy that never listened to the show. They just knew Matthew Brumley from Earthbound Expeditions and what great trips he planned, because I assumed that they were listeners. Because we just like Earthbound Expeditions. And afterwards, they became, you know, followers of our show, and they were great. You know the two guys I'm talking about? I can't remember their name. But So, these are great trips. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be fantastic. And I assume we're going to see a lot of greenery, John. Whoops, yep. There goes one of our product placements.
We just lost another advertiser.
But it is Natural Guard, Fertilome, a great sponsor of our show, Garden America. And there you are right there. Good close-up. Right. We'll get that fixed later on after the break.
You know what that is? Is that the blood meal?
This is the, it is the blood meal.
Yeah.
And you're also supposed to keep it out of reach of children. Very important.
Do you remember the story I told you about? I think this happened 30 years ago, maybe even a little longer. But I was working at a nursery in Vista, and a guy came in and he brought in a bouquet of roses from his yard, and mentioned he came in for another reason, but just said that he appreciated us being there, wanted to bring us some flowers from his yard. And the manager at that nursery said, I'd like to come and see your garden sometime. So he invited him over.
Because he had brought in such nice plants? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said that he went and looked, and he said, you know, I've been in the business for 30 years. These are the nicest roses I've ever seen in my life. He said, you know, how do you grow such great roses? And the guy said, well, he said, I'm an undertaker. And when I drain the bodies, I bring all the blood and stuff.
I had no idea this was going in this direction.
Man. And put it around my roses. Well, you had that bag of blood meal there, so I was going to mention that It's often used to repel rabbits and things like that, mm-hmm. but it's also one of the best organic fertilizers out there.
Wow.
And I would recommend that you buy it in this form rather than going to a funeral parlor and asking.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you for that. Oh. How's your cereal this morning? All right, we're approaching 30 minutes after the hour here at Garden America. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. More questions and comments right there on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got about a half hour to go. It is 30 minutes after the hour.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for being right there with us. It is 35 minutes, I should say, after the hour here, Garden America. Welcome, Facebook Live. We do appreciate you tuning in and watching every Saturday. And for our listeners, thank you as well. 855-424-9825. Questions or johngardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, you know, on Facebook, Sue has a question for Tiger here.
Just for me?
Well, you're the landscaper.
Yeah, you're the landscaper guy, Tiger.
Yeah, she says she's getting a 15-year-old red crepe myrtle.
Yep.
And it's going to be the focal point of her front west-facing yard. And she wants to know what kind of plants will complement it. And is there anything with color during the winter? Because obviously there won't be any color on the crepe myrtle.
Yeah, there won't be anything on the crepe myrtle during the winter.
However, the bark on the crepe myrtle is really interesting and looks really nice in the winter.
Yeah, and if you put a light shining up it in the evenings, they look really cool when they're uplit. So as far as some different plants, there's the berberis, which come in red and yellow leaves. They're kind of a mounding shrub. They do have thorns on them, but they do complement the crepe myrtle in a lot of ways because, number one, they have similar watering, and it's going to be in full sun, so they're going to like that. But that'll give you red or yellow color in the wintertime. And then there's different varieties of caprosmas. Caprosmas have all kinds of colored foliage, yellows, greens, reds, oranges, kinds of fun shapes. There's tall ones, short ones. And so that's another one that I would possibly recommend. And then if she wanted just straight green, though, the Pittosporum golf ball is a mounding kind of Pittosporum that has a small, like, tenufolium foliage on it. And they just keep real neat and compact and clean. So that would be something nice to put under the crepe myrtle, too. I mean, if it's 15 years old, it's a very mature one that is going to provide a lot of shade underneath it. So these plants have to tolerate the shade in the summertime, but then also full sun in the winter. And so, I don't know.
Those are some good ideas.
Yeah, very good.
You know, there's a new plant that I haven't seen yet, and maybe you have because you're in the nursery, but it's a new loripetalum with variegated foliage. Have you seen that?
No.
I'm trying to think
of what
it's called. Fringe flower? Yeah, like Razzle Dazzle or something.
Well, Razzle Dazzle, I mean, variegated red?
No, not Razzleberry.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
But the foliage was... on Razzleberry is purple, right?
Purple foliage. Exactly. Looks like the berberis.
This is purple and white.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought looked really cool. But how would that do you think?
I think that would do really good, too. And then the benefit with that is that you get those really fun, pink, real bright pink flowers on that as well. So I think that's the only way you're going to really get winter color.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, out there in the full sun, you know, you're not going to – the other plants won't tolerate that. So I think you're going to have to focus on plants that have foliage color, not flowers. Yeah. So, Sue, I hope that answered your question. If you have anything else, please let us know.
Anybody else on Facebook Live, too, just post your question, comment right there. We'll try to get to what we can. And, again, we do urge you to send us pictures of whatever's growing, or if you have a malady or something, can't figure it out, send us those pictures as well. You can post them on Facebook or john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, I found the name of that loripetalum. It's called Jazz Hands.
Awesome name.
Jazz Hands.
Yeah. I love it.
That's great.
I'm showing Tiger a picture of it right now, but if you look up loripetalum, Jazz Hands, the pictures anyway, remind me of buoyant snow bushes.
Or no, why can't
Brainia. Yeah.
Yeah, it does, really. Yeah, and but the problem with Brainia in this situation is that it's too sensitive, but the Berberis, the Loropetalum would love it. That's awesome. That's a cool plant. So, yeah, we'll have to look for that one. That's fun.
Yeah, Brainia, I have some at my house that look really nice now, by the way, because we've just gone through a lot of weather that they like, you know, hot, humid. But in the winter, they barely survive.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
John, I liked your picture of your picks of grapes on the newsletter as well. And it's so, you just do it right. That's the way you should set it up. It just looks really good.
Trellis.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so that was nice.
There's a story behind that pixie grape. It has the, you can see in the picture in the newsletter, there's a rock there.
That rock came from Italy, didn't it?
No, from France.
France, that's right. Okay.
From the Villeneuve de Pop.
You brought it back on the plane.
I did bring it back on the plane, but we visited the Pope's vineyard when the Pope lived in France. And this vineyard was really amazing because the ground, it looked like they had mulched it with rocks. You couldn't see soil anywhere. And they said that they were talking. Remember how windy it was that day we were there?
Yeah, it was at...
And they said the Mistral...
That was in France. Yeah,
it was in
exactly
France.
Right.
They would say the Mistral winds just come through there like...
Well, it was windy that day we were out there.
It's like deja vu here.
Yeah.
So...
It's Vujia Day.
So they were talking about how the cold winds come through, and the only way they get the grapes to ripen is the reflection of the sun off those rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect. And they keep the grapes at a certain height, too, because if they get too tall, it's too cold up there for the grapes to ripen, so they got to be closer to the ground. But anyway, I took one of those rocks home with me to remind me of that part of our trip.
We had a wine tasting inside there, too.
And I put it in my pixie grape.
So there's the story.
So there's the story, yeah. I think it's a little disjointed.
It's okay. We get the gist of it. I just like the picture of it. That's the way. If you're going to grow pixie grapes, take a look at the newsletter. That's the way to do it and do it correctly. And how is it? Are you eating them?
No, they're done.
They're done.
They're done. They're gone.
Done and gone. Hey, I'm still taking tomatoes off your tomato plant that you gave Tiger and I.
Oh, what was that? Cherry Falls.
Yes. I was in the patio.
How did
sweeping
yours
up.
Do, Tiger? Did yours?
Mine's no longer.
Mine's getting to be no longer, but yeah. I'll tell you what, the last time I was out there a couple of days ago, I saw a big ripe orange one, picked it right off and ate it. It was so good.
So Cherry Falls was supposed to be a weeping,
hanging down.
And it did? No?
No, not really. I put it in a pot, and it grew up and then kind of over the pot a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, it was upright, right,
Mine
Tiger?
Was more like a small bush. I loved
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
It was awesome,
yeah.
But it was a small bush.
Now, so, what's going to happen now? Is it going to grow again next year? Are we done?
Yeah. No, you're done. You've got to start over.
Start over.
But that was when I was considering growing for next year, and
I would suggest it for people to sell on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. They're very good. They're good. They're just a little bit bigger than tomato.
So you think it's something people would want?
I do. I do. I loved it.
What do you think, Tiger?
I thought it was a great small compact
yes.
tomato. So, okay. You know, we were talking about those varieties that you were the super dwarfs. It'd be something similar in that range.
So we were – Tiger and I were your test subjects, I guess, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he trusts us. Obviously,
well,
John's going to make his own decision.
Usually before I add a tomato variety to the website, I have people grow it. And we try to offer tried and true –
Right.
Varieties.
Now, Dana said that the skin is tough. The skin's tough, but that's okay because that means it ships well. No problem.
Well, where are you going to
ship
them?
Are you commercial?
Well, you're going to ship them when we sell them.
We're not going to ship them with tomatoes
on the back of a truck, aren't you? Is that how that works?
I was going to say, you're going to commercial grow your tomatoes?
Hey, you know, time is coming up quickly because this year in October is the auction, the rose auction.
Yeah, why did they move from November to October, John? We're getting a lot of people wondering about that. A lot of people are
Do
a little
Do you really want
curious.
To go into this?
Well, can you give us the edited version?
Yeah, I cracked my head in January.
Oh, okay. And they've changed the whole thing because of your medical condition?
Well,
that was nice of them.
No, originally we were going to the Galapagos.
Oh, that's
November,
right.
November, so we had to move the auction.
That's
But then when I cracked my head, we had to cancel the Galapagos tour.
Right.
So that's the story behind that. Anyway, Brian, it is in October this year.
October, what is the date? I'm gonna turn around and write it down.
I think it's the 19th.
Ooh, the 19th?
19th and the 20th. So the 20th would be the Sunday.
Now, the silent auction, for those that don't live in San Diego, it's okay because the silent auction, you can bid from anywhere in the country, right?
So you're not allowed to talk during it either.
No, it's all sign language.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can bid anywhere
in the country.
We've got a
mime coming up to do that.
If you go to ccrsauction.com, you can see the varieties that we're going to be offering. It's not finalized yet. We're still adding more. We probably have about another 40 to add. And then we'll separate the silent auction from the live auction. But anywhere in the country, you can go ahead and bid on those roses. And if you live in a cold part of the country, we'll actually hold the roses for you until spring if you want them shipped in the spring.
Isn't that nice?
That's super nice.
We didn't have to do that, but we are.
Yeah.
It's very nice, John.
And by we, we're talking about
John.
The Save the Roses organization,
right.
The California Coastal Rose
Society. Now, the auction that I'll be involved with, do we have any new roses that people should be aware of that they might want to...
I'm not sure what roses I'm going to put in the live auction, yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of roses this year we're going to be offering have never been offered before.
Never offered before. One of a kind. How do we do it? Volume. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up. Thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook Live. We enjoy having you. As you watch what goes on behind the scenes here, or in some cases in front of the scenes, it is Garden America. We're going to step aside and take a break, coming right back on this happy weekend.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Welcome back. It is Garden America final segment on this Saturday morning. Having a good time. Thank you so much for joining us, being right there on Facebook Live. We're listening at home. We're streaming. Pretty soon we will have some podcasts up. We hope to have a YouTube page, which I'm going to put you on the spot, which Tiger's going to create. We will upload
YouTube, not Facebook.
Yeah, we will upload our Facebook videos or Facebook Live to YouTube as another way for you to watch and as another way to hopefully garner some more new viewers and listeners. So that's coming in the near future as well. What else? Anybody else with questions on Facebook that we see? John, how about your email? Anything going on?
So, regarding the questions you mentioned,
yes.
And there was one from Dale, and we talked about it regarding the flame tree. But one of the things I was going to mention also for people that have questions is Frank, who was our guest this morning,
first hour, yes.
Also was following us on Facebook. So if Dale is still listening, has a question, writes it on Facebook, I'm sure Frank could even answer that right there on Facebook. It's a great forum for people to kind of bounce ideas back and forth on. Even if we don't answer it, somebody probably will. And, you know, or if you have a specific question for a specific person, if you start to write their name, a lot of times it'll tag them in that. And then it'll go to them and they'll see that you asked them a question.
You know, a case in point was last week, Deborah Lee Baldwin was still answering questions during the week after the show.
Yeah.
So that proves your point, Tiger, that yes, these people who do follow us, our guests who are on Facebook with us, will see your question and hopefully they will answer your question. And Deborah Lee was so good about answering everyone's questions. Very, very kind and very patient.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why she's so successful.
She's a wonderful
woman. And she was a good one-on-one. So that is a good call, Tiger. All right, let's see. John at GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live, 855-424-9825.
Almost knew what you guys were talking about.
did you drift away there?
No, it wasn't drifting. It was just like you were speaking another language.
Oh, the tagging and the following and uploading to YouTube and all that good stuff.
And I knew it wasn't Latin because that I would have understood.
The only Latin I know is E Pluribus Unum that I've remembered.
What does that mean,
Brian? That is Latin, right? It has to do with our country, right? One country, one something. What is it? What does it mean?
It means one from many.
One from many. See, that was close. I had the one in there.
Yes, one comes from many.
I think I had, when I was a kid, I think I had something It was a small little poster of something I hung up in my room that said E Pluribus Unum. So that's how I know it. Other than that, couldn't tell you the Latin name of anything, really, in the plant world.
All right.
I used to, though, when I took Latin. John taught me Latin for a year or so, and I did pretty well. He was surprised how well I caught on. And then I forgot. Like anything else, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Well, that's because we used to give you a little test.
And yeah.
If you got it wrong, I'd smack your fingers with a ruler.
Oh, boy. Just like the nuns in Catholic school, John?
Exactly. That's a long time ago. Except I had Latin in a public school.
We talked about that last week, Hal. By the time I got to school, that was happening no more. So there you go.
You know what? I've only been to Latin America once, and they spoke no Latin there.
There's a joke there somewhere, yeah. Right?
And, of course, I went to the only Latin American country where English was the official language.
And that would be?
That was Belize.
Belize. Yeah. Hey, Belize is cool, isn't it? Did you like it down there?
I loved Belize.
I mean, there's...
We stayed on the island of San Pedro.
Okay, in a nice hotel, and you took the boat over each day, or what?
Oh, we stayed in great condos, yeah. Yeah, you could take the boat to the mainland, but you really didn't need to go to the mainland. We did just for some tours.
And they speak English. They say it's a good place to retire.
Great place to retire, yeah. Really nice. So the Belize city was, I think it was about 30 years ago, was wiped out by a hurricane. Completely wiped out.
And you guys,
but it's rebuilt since
you went. You saw a
San Pedro, by the way, is the island that's in Madonna's song, the one that she sings about, La Isla Bonita. I don't know is that the name of the song.
I don't know.
Looking at Tiger like he's a big Madonna fan.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
I wasn't allowed to listen to Madonna when she was putting out songs.
Hey, didn't
listen to her, but he read her books.
I was I played her music. That's how far back I go. Yeah, her books, exactly. Her one big book. Hey, you took a picture in front of a pyramid, right? You and your wife?
A Mayan pyramid. Mayan ruins there.
Yeah, that's got to be cool, right?
I have a piece of Mayan pottery at my house that I put in my pocket.
Yeah, you got to watch this guy when he's on trips.
Really?
He just takes rocks pottery, and you know, plants. Ancient things that should be left alone.
Jeez. I'm never going through customs with him.
They won't let him at Stonehenge either. He'll probably try to take one of those things home.
Tried to, but I didn't have a big enough suitcase.
Big enough suitcase. So there you go. So
Did I say that when we were in England that even though we're not going to Stonehenge, that we would be close enough to where you could
see it through binoculars?
No, take a bus or something.
No, he said we were pretty far away.
Yeah. It's a shame to be so close to something and not see it. I mean, I'd like to go to Stonehenge.
Really?
On this trip,
well, I was thinking if we had a free day.
Why?
Yeah, why?
It's ancient.
That is true, but it's just a bunch of rocks stacked on each
other. So you wouldn't want to see the pyramids?
I mean, that's different.
Well, it's just
you're comparing Stonehenge to the pyramids.
Well,
the pyramids are an engineering marvel.
Exactly, but I'm just talking about in terms of the historical aspect of it. Okay. Because Stonehenge is older than the pyramids.
Yeah, and they're still questionable. They don't know why.
Exactly.
Why
if they think it's an observatory, they don't know why.
Yeah.
I think the aliens helped build the pyramids and Stonehenge. That's my theory.
Well, it's on the History Channel. So
it's got to be true, right?
It has to be true.
It's got to be true. Okay, waning moments here. Any last-minute questions? We want to cover some people that may have some questions, comments. I guess not, huh?
You know, we didn't even talk. We should do this next week because is the autumnal
he loves this coming up
equinox this week?
It's autumn or fall? What is it?
Fall.
Fall.
Autumn and fall are the same thing.
It's the same thing.
That
I know.
Last week.
I know. And then winter's not till December 22nd, right?
Right. But what we should do next week is we should talk about a couple things. One is preparing your gardens for the coming winter. And in warmer parts of the country, what you can put in for fall crops and things that you should start planting now and what blooms in the fall.
Okay. Well, we'll mark that down as our show prep for next week.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of fun stuff that's going to be happening in the fall for a lot of the regions. There's a lot of new plants out there that we can discuss and vegetables.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank our great crew that keeps things rolling. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Jeremiah. I want to thank Zach. For the rest of us here at Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main, and you, the listener, you, the viewer, thank you for supporting us. We'll do it again next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be safe. Have a great week. Until then, get growing, America. Take care, and bye-bye for now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.